T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's Tomlin on Kenny Pickett's departure. That got the dominoes moving. That move begat the Justin Fields trade, but he did say in that answer that if Fields was unavailable, Kenny would still be here. That Kenny was jettisoned because they had Fields
that even
on
though,
the back burner.
That even though Kenny got traded, it was with the knowledge that they were going to be able to get Fields right after that.
Doesn't that make sense to you?
That move number three, if you want to call it that, with their quarterbacks, was actually set in stone before move number two got made.
Yeah, if Pickett says, I want to change the scenery, and they don't have Justin Fields on the on-deck circle ready to go, I think they tell him too bad. Great, you don't want to be here. I understand I've made all kinds of volunteers, not hostages quotes over the years, but you'll get your chance, suck it up.
It makes sense that went down that way then, because we all sort of marveled. I know you weren't on that day, but you got to react to it on Nick's show. Congratulations on all your success. But one of the things I kind of gave Omar Khan credit for right after, when I was going on with Harry Callis the following day when they acquired Fields, was, wow, how quickly and how light on his feet
he was. Did Callis just interview you like he tried to get Wallace from 60 Minutes?
I got the distinct sense Craig wanted me to carry the mail there for how many ever minutes I was on, and Callis was looking for an instant reaction. So he was trying to get a word in, but I did like a 5-minute answer. Then he said like one thing, and then I went 2.5 more minutes.
Callis was anchoring coverage for us like it was Norm O'Donnell that
He's like,
night.
This is Nicholas Harry Callis. The Steelers have made another blockbuster. No,
was
but
2.5-minute headlines.
Well, he's moved up from that. No, I mean, I gave them credit. I said they had this thing ready, like pretty much ready to go. They were light on their feet, but it's obvious that even though the Pickett move happened first, they knew they were getting Fields at that point, you would think. Or the risk of losing Fields after you trade Pickett was so infinitesimal that they were willing to take it anyway.
Let's just make it as black and white for people so they understand it. The Steelers think Justin Fields is a better quarterback than Kenny Pickett.
Correct.
And that's why
they were willing to do it.
That's why they traded Kenny.
They were willing to, they've made it clear throughout, the Steelers have, that he wanted to be traded. They acquiesced to his request because they felt like somebody better was available for a price that was right.
So I actually think now, if the Steelers thought they could get Fields for a 6th-round pick, if Kenny had played this quietly and was cool about it and was fine with Russell Wilson and everything else, I still think they shop him and look for a trade partner. Because Tomlin loves Fields. And I think he knows he can win with Kenny. He's won 14 games and lost 10. Like, he knows he can win games with Kenny, but that's not how
He knows how hard it is to win. No matter how much we've talked about he wants to win with defense and prove you can do it that way, I think the last two seasons were an object lesson to him in how difficult it is to win when you're working with zero margin for error on offense.
When Tomlin was dealing with the end of the Roethlisberger era and he couldn't help himself, he couldn't even pretend in press conferences like he wasn't obsessed with quarterback mobility. And sometimes it would even come out in strange ways where he would laugh at Ben and how he was just confined to the pocket because of his elderly football age and not being able to do that stuff anymore, and would say it in a way that almost sometimes kind of sounded like a shot at Ben. It was because this man believes that if you are going to win with a quarterback in this day and age, he needs to be able to make a ton of plays on the run. And
Fields does that better than most. I think he looks at Fields and says,
hey, you try to win your division, you try to be the best team in the division, they've got a two-time MVP that plays that way in Baltimore, and I've got my guy to play that way too. And Kenny was, to me, collateral damage, I think would be the term. Like, he lost in that. If you brought this up on the air, if Fields isn't available, Tomlin is getting his ass on a plane down to Florida where Kenny's training, and he's trying to smooth things over and work things out with him after the Russell Wilson signing.
And
the Seattle issue, and him even going to his agent and then going to the Steelers and asking for a trade.
They try to make it water under the bridge.
Exactly.
Like, let's keep this in-house. We still like you, but I use that meme. I still think it's the best meme here. It's Mike Tomlin. There's the girl that's Kenny Pickett holding on to him. What is he doing? His gaze is following Justin Fields walking in the other direction. You know, it's one other thing I wanted to make sure I didn't forget to bring up today. I wonder, just in general, when it came to Kenny, not even in through the prism of Fields, because we know this happened with Wilson. You know how we know that Wilson told of being recruited by Watt and Hayward and Minka, and like what that probably meant to Kenny once, you know, if he was aware that was happening? Do you wonder if those guys went to Mike in the offseason too? You know, I'm sure he has a good relationship with all three of them, very good, especially Minka, I feel like, who I think he might like the most football-wise and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think it's reasonable that if those guys were lobbying Wilson to come here, that they were quietly telling Mike, or maybe not so quietly telling Mike, what we have, we don't think we can win with at quarterback? Like, we have to upgrade. I know, like, they could have even said, we know you like him. We like him as a person. We know he works hard, but it's not good enough.
We know that's true of Hayward and Watt because of the way Hayward's reacted to this on social media and what he said on his podcast.
I don't think Minka probably is far behind. Do you?
No, he's all about winning. He doesn't care if you're a great guy or an a-hole. He just wants to win. That's my impression of him. Watt said as much at that award ceremony. I don't know what award he was getting in Kansas City over the weekend.
NFL 101 or whatever award for defensive player of the year. I have no idea.
Who's the NFL 101?
No, it's not the NFL 101. It's the 101 award.
Who's 101?
Great question. You want me to look it up?
101 matters enough where he put a black tie on and went to this event, and I saw Patrick Mahomes was there too.
The 101 awards, the Committee of 101, Kansas City Salute to Professional Football. So it is a Kansas City-centric
award.
And
he went out there for it.
Yeah. Did not go out for the, or did not stay in the theater for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, though.
Here's what he said at the 101 award event about the Steelers quarterbacks.
I'm excited for both of them. There's going to be a lot of new faces, to be able to have some big-time new faces, some guys that have played at a high level, especially Russ, a guy who's won a Super Bowl in the locker room. I'm just hoping that I can learn something from those guys and hopefully show them how things are done in Pittsburgh as well. But what we've been doing, I haven't won a playoff game since my whole career there, so I'm open to any type of information where we can continue to get better, and hopefully those guys can help us do that.
I haven't won a playoff
game. Who's the guy in the background there?
I have no idea.
He sounded kind of like Berman at the very end, if you're not.
That's
yourself.
What I thought. The voice sounded just like Berman.
Yeah, it's
talking
like
about
Berman.
Be yourself.
You know, in his case, that was sweating a lot and wearing Hawaiian shirts off the air.
You know, myself is to come up with you, Barry
back,
U.S.
Back,
savings
back,
bonds.
Back, 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 back,
Eric. What's the Eric Bieniemy one?
Sleeping
Eric
with
sleeping
Bieniemy.
With Bieniemy.
Yep.
Joseph live and let it die.
How about Andre Bad Moon
Rising? I like that one a lot. Yep. That was a great one. Did he have like a Webster Slaughter one? How did he not have a Webster Sergeant Slaughter? Webster Slaughterhouse 5.
Berman's an Ivy League guy. He probably looks down on professional wrestling.
Wait, where did he actually go?
Brown.
Now, what's considered the least of the Ivies? Cornell?
Dartmouth?
No, I think Dartmouth's up there, man. I thought Cornell was always considered the least Ivy of the Ivies.
Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Princeton, and Penn, I would say, are the top four. Right? Would you agree with
Brown,
that?
Yeah, Brown, because it's on the East Coast, Rhode Island.
Who cares about where it's
Columbia?
Located?
Well, Columbia's up there, too.
Yeah, Columbia would be like 4 or 5.
Okay, then you've got Brown and Dartmouth. But here, I think Cornell is so far removed. They're like the Fugazi Ivy League school trying to muscle their way in.
I think Brown, Dartmouth, and Cornell are coming up the rear.
But I think Cornell's proximity relative to the rest of them means it's kind of like the redheaded stepchild
here. Well, Penn's not close to Dartmouth or Brown.
But it's close to Columbia. It's close to Harvard.
Yeah.
Not close to Harvard, I should say. It's close to Princeton.
I mean, I got into Cornell and I got into Columbia and I didn't go there.
Well, congratulations on all your success. So you got into a top 4 or 5-ish Ivy.
Could not have gotten into the big three, though.
How about Harvard on
Princeton,
the Mon?
Princeton, Yale, and Harvard. What's that?
How about Harvard on the Mon?
Isn't that where Kabali went?
California University of Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.